As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, Mickey Garris, and it's great to be here today with you on this fine Saturday afternoon. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are keeping up with all the news, because this last week, it's just been one thing after another. Where do we start? I'll tell you what, I'm just tired. I'm sick and tired of the government being tyrannical here in Oregon, the Fuhrer trying to dictate to us what we can and can't do each and every day, and then having to guess each and every day what we're supposed to do. And it's just one of those things that I think a lot of Oregonians have finally had enough, and they're crossing a line. They're crossing a serious line. We have already absolutely, without a doubt, given up way too much liberty this last year and a half. We started out just a two-week mandate to flatten the curve, and from that moment, we should have said no, because they had no right, no authority to do what they did, to ask us to do what they asked us to do and to make us do it or suffer the consequences. But we did it because we are compassionate. We were lied to. We were lied to about the virus and about the dangers of it. And we were lied to about the fact that masks would help prevent it. Just everything out of the gate. We've discussed several times how much they have lied to us. Dr. Fauci's lied to us. The Biden administration has lied to us. The CDC has lied to us. The World Health Organization lied to us. China lied to us. And definitely our state, our governor, OHA, they all lied to us. If they weren't lying, they are grossly incompetent at their jobs. But so much evidence have come out now, so much overwhelming evidence. There's just no way to deny that they have been intentionally misleading us at the very least. And it's obvious now that they are pushing an agenda. And especially here in Oregon under the dictator Brown, we know that she is actively seeking to collapse our economy and crush small business. And it's all about control, my friends. And we've been their lemons for the last year and a half. And by and large, most of us have followed instructions. We might complain about it in our small circles, and we might yell about it in our family household, but we still go out every day because we're told to, and we're putting on the mask before we go into the grocery store. Now, I've been conflicted about this because, number one, I've realized that the government is trying to control the very thing that gives us life. Think about that, my friends. The government is controlling our God-given air that we breathe that keeps us alive. Who would have ever thought we had to ask permission to breathe in fresh air? Who would have ever thought that we would ask permission to see each other's smiles, to read the facial expressions of friends and family? It's ridiculous that it's come down to asking permission to do something that should be a basic human right, something that nobody ever should have the right or the authority, I should say, to take away from you, because it is something we all own. It is our right, and we absolutely need this to be healthy, to stay alive. And we've seen now that the mask wearing has caused all kinds of health issues and possibly introducing new bacterias back into the people's lungs and made people sick, in some cases more sick than COVID would make them. A lot of the illnesses that were caused by these masks were actually classified as COVID, but they weren't COVID in all actuality. In fact, a lot of them ended up being Legionnaires' disease, something that was simply curable, but people got deathly ill because they were treated like it was COVID. And then we've also seen now that sports are becoming a little bit more active again, and kids are trying to get out and play, and kids are running track or playing volleyball and baseball, that the masks are causing issues. They're hyperventilating. They're not getting enough oxygen into their lungs. And many of them have had severe health issues because of that. Many of them have passed out in the middle of the game, in the middle of the field. We've had umpires that have now passed out. It's just absolutely ridiculous, because what they told us in the beginning is not what they're telling us now. Their science has changed a dozen or so more times, yet they continue shoving this mask mandate down our throat. Now, after several lawsuits that were introduced just this last couple weeks, and other people that were actually passing out for wearing masks in an outdoor activity where they're social distanced and alone, where it doesn't make any sense to wear a mask at all, this week they released new guidelines. And they said, if you're outdoors, if you're social distanced, you don't any longer have to wear a mask. But they still have guidelines for mask wearing inside. And now they are threatening us yet again. And Joe Biden, my friends, he told us last week that if we don't get the vaccine, that we will have consequences. He absolutely threatened us. He didn't say exactly what those consequences were going to be, but that was an absolute threat coming from the commander-in-chief of the free world. Could you imagine, my friends, if Donald Trump had uttered such words? Could you imagine if he did anything at all that sounded like a threat to innocent American citizens? They would tear him apart. You know what they would do? They would impeach him over it. They'd impeach him over it. And there would be Republicans on board with that. And that would be all the talk for the next month and a half in the media, is how Donald Trump threatened children, threatened innocent American citizens. But no, this was Joe Biden, and nobody says anything about it. But he did warn us that if we chose not to get the vaccine, there would be consequences. And now here in Oregon, my friends, Dictator Brown, the Fuhrer herself, has come out with her new guidelines, and she's putting it on the businesses. If you want to go into the stores, if you want to go into the restaurants, if you want to be able to participate in life in any way, shape, or form, if you need to go buy the goods that you need to survive, that you need to feed your family, you have to prove that you are vaccinated. Now she's telling the stores that they have to have some type of a policy in place, that people can be in their stores without masks only if they show proof of vaccination. And so stores are having to implement these policies. They do not want to be the vaccination police. They do not want to be the mask police. But the state of Oregon, once again, is putting the burden on the business owner, the burden on the restaurants, the burden on the stores to enforce their ridiculous mandates. Now think about this. The state is already telling you you can't freely decide what air you breathe, where you go, when you go, who you hang out with, how close you can be with somebody. And now they're saying that if you can't prove that you were vaccinated with this COVID vaccine, if you can't prove that you were vaccinated, you can't go shopping for your groceries. Now, yes, they have not yet made the vaccine mandatory. But what they're doing is forcing people to choose life or get a jab, something that they may be religiously against, morally against, or just should have the God-given right to decide, I don't want this yet. I don't think that there's been enough research. I'm not convinced that it's safe for me. I'm not convinced that it's safe for my family. And I just don't think it's necessary. I don't think the reward, so to speak, outweighs the risk. I don't think that I have a high risk of getting COVID, or at least getting very sick from COVID. I'm younger. I'm a little bit healthy. And COVID's just not much of a risk. We know that there's over a 99.6% survival if you do contract COVID. It's absolutely crazy. And now not only are they telling you that you can't shop, you can't eat, you can't buy groceries without proving that you're vaccinated, but they've also turned the other half against us. You know, it's selfish that we don't want to get vaccinations, and we should feel guilty. And we're doing a huge disservice to the rest of the country, the rest of the state. And we're putting others at risk. And how could we be so selfish and do this? And we have people attacking us left and right. Well, from the left, anyway, I should say. But social media, we are inundated. We can't share a post or express our concerns about the vaccination without the risk of Facebook kicking us off, removing our post, or being attacked by your peers, by your fellow American citizens about the irresponsible choice that you're making and how you're putting everybody else's lives in danger. You can't have a civil conversation about it. You're just labeled an idiot, an anti-vaxxer, if you have any questions about this vaccine. I said to somebody the other day, I said, if the vaccine works, if it's so great, why are you worried about the rest of us that choose not to get it? We are adults. We can make our own decisions. We know the risks. The risks have been explained to us for the last year and a half. We hear it every single day. Every time we open up social media, it's right in front of our faces. Why are you so concerned if we choose not to get the vaccine? If you got the vaccine, aren't you protected? And the answer that somebody gave me was, well, we're concerned because there's a 5% chance that after we get the vaccine, we can still contract COVID. So I'm thinking, you want to force half of the population to get a vaccine that the side effects are still being learned about, relatively unknown, that we know for a fact there is side effects that are happening now to people that are life-altering. We don't know what this drug's going to do to you 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road, or what it's going to ultimately end up doing to the grandchildren. But you want to force half of us to get a vaccine because you're concerned that there's a 5% chance that your vaccine's not going to work. 5% for a sickness, a virus, that if you contract it, you have a 99.6% chance that you're going to be just fine, whether you had the vaccine or not. Can you explain that mentality to me? It's absolutely mind-boggling. But these people don't see it. They don't look at it as stripping us of our God-given rights. They accuse us and want us to feel guilty. We're the selfish ones. No, my friends. We are not the selfish ones. Forcing this on us when we're not ready for it, that is pure evil. That is tyranny. And my friends, that right there is what we need to stand up together and fight against. If you're not willing to fight against that, you're not going to fight against anything. And the country, the state that it's in right now, and the government that we have sees this. They are watching this. This has been their social experiment, and they know we are cowarding, and we are caving under the pressure, and we're jumping through the hoops that they set, no matter how ridiculous they are. And I guarantee you the next thing they ask us to do is going to be more severe, and it's going to get worse by the day. And before you know it, this country, this republic, ceases to exist. This is how it's been in other countries. This is how it's been when other places have slipped down the slippery slope of socialism. For being concerned about this, for being concerned about our country, for being concerned about losing your freedom, your rights, your liberty, that does not make you selfish. In fact, socialism, that mentality, that is selfish. That is the epitome of selfishness. We'll explain more about that when we return. Don't turn that dial, friends. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Mickey Garris, and it is great to be here today with you. Hopefully you guys are doing well. We were just talking about the changes in the mask mandates and the vaccine policies and the expectation of what good subjects to the Fuhrer are supposed to behave like and what we're supposed to do to help our society be healthy. And the fact that they haven't came right out and made it so vaccines are mandatory for COVID, but they are stripping us of our ability to survive if we don't have the vaccine. And what I mean by that, my friends, is they're going to prevent us from being able to live life, from being able to go shopping at the grocery store and purchase the very goods that we need to survive. We talked about how they've already decided that they control the very air we breathe that gives us life. And now they're trying to control us or keep us away from getting the substances we need to continue living by saying that if you don't have the vaccine, if you don't have the jab, I'm going to call it the jab because in all honesty, it's not a vaccine. It's not a vaccine at all. So if you don't have the jab, you're not going to be able to go to the grocery store. You're not going to be able to go to restaurants. And the burden is on the business owners to enforce this rule. So they have to have some type of a policy in place to check people's papers. Do you know what kind of countries require you to show your papers? Do you know what Nazi Germany did? Yeah, that's the direction we are headed. We are right down the path. I would say that we are basically full-blown socialism right now. People don't want to admit it. We were set up as a republic, but our democracy is going by the wayside quickly. Yes, we have been successful over the years. We have been the nation that we are because of our American values, but those American values are slipping, my friends. We've been the nation that we are because of capitalism, but are we truly a capitalist society anymore? More and more social programs are slipping in, and we are going down this road, and our kids are being indoctrinated, told how wonderful socialism is, and it makes people feel like they are entitled. And that's why I said at the end of the last segment, indeed, socialism is the epitome of selfishness. Because once you go down this road, you just want more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. I don't have to work for it, but you owe it to me. Bigger government. Government needs to do more. And how does the government do more? By collecting more taxes. By you having to cough over 75% of your wages to pay for programs. And guess what, my friends? It's still not sustainable. Like all socialist countries, it will collapse. It will fail. It does not work. It might look good on paper. It might sound really good. It gives you the feel-good emotions of, wow, we can help everybody. Everybody can get a piece of the pie. But the reality is it doesn't work. And I keep talking about, look at Venezuela. They were one of the wealthiest countries in the world. It took them little more than a decade to go from one of the wealthiest countries in the world to where they're at now. Carnage, starvation. Why? Because of socialism. Because of government overreach and tyranny, corruption, and because of selfishness. Because there was a percentage of their population that said, give me more, give me more. I shouldn't have to work for it. Look at what's happening in this country right now, my friends. Look at what the United States is turning into. Are we not going down that same path? In fact, the United States today is almost exactly in the same place that Venezuela was 10 years before their collapse. That should scare the hell out of people. Absolutely. And don't think for a second that this COVID fake pandemic, and when I say fake pandemic, I'm not saying COVID isn't real, my friends. Put your panties on. Don't get all mad at me. I realize COVID's real. I had COVID. I got sick from COVID. But was this a pandemic? No, this is not a pandemic, my friends. I'm sorry. That was manufactured, and we have been lied to. And they are using this fake, phony pandemic to come at us, to continue pushing these socialist ideologies, this socialist agenda, and continue grabbing more power and stripping us of our liberties. That's what this is about. That's why they're making us wear masks. That's why they're forcing us to get a vaccine, or at least telling us if we don't get the vaccine, we'll no longer be able to participate in life, participate freely in society. Are we going to really let them do this to us? Now, I realize this puts the restaurants and the businesses in a terrible position. And I realize so many of them are concerned about losing their license and getting fined. And that's why it's going to take all of us together standing up and saying no. If you're a business owner, I want you to remember that we supported you. During the times that the Fuhrer was telling you to shut down, the times that she was telling you that you couldn't function, you couldn't keep your doors open, and you couldn't pay your bills, it was us. It was the anti-mask crowd that stood by you, that was willing to fight for you, and that helped support your businesses. Everybody else was cowards. They were hiding in their house because they were afraid of getting sick. But we were out there trying to support your business to the best of our ability, any way we could, to make sure that you guys survived. I ask you, please do not cower. Please do not give in. Please do not force your patrons to wear a mask. Please do not force your patrons, if they want to gain access to your facility, they have to prove to you that they've been vaccinated. That is not what we do here in this country. That is not the American way. That is not freedom. If you want your business to thrive, if you want to do well, you'll remember that. Don't turn that dial. Stick with me here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Nikki Garris.
Hello, Patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. Thanks for joining me today on this show. We're just talking about how it's time to say no. Now, I know that I've said that before. I know that I've talked to you this last year about how ridiculous this COVID crap is, that China virus, and the mandates, the unconstitutional mandates that are controlling our lives, put upon us by the Fuhrer Brown and her Democrat supermajority legislation that wants her to have endless power, apparently forever. When I say that, I can tell you that just this last week, the House has voted a couple times to try to eliminate some of that power that Brown has, and the Democrats keep protecting her. Apparently, they don't want to take anything from her, and they want her to be able to use these emergency powers for the China virus indefinitely, as long as she decides it's necessary. Now, we know that the virus isn't the risk that we were told. We know that the states that have lifted all the mandates are doing just fine. You remember the Neanderthals down in Texas and Florida? At least that's what the Biden administration called them when he heard that they were lifting their restrictions and they were stopping all the mandates regarding COVID and wearing masks. He called them Neanderthals, and he wished the worst for them, and he said that bad things were going to happen. And guess what? Those states are thriving. Their people aren't getting sick. They're living life. They're enjoying each other. They're breathing fresh air, unrestricted, my friends, and they're just fine. Yet the states like Oregon that have the most restrictions, the most mandates, that are locked down still, that are still forced to wear masks, that have said that you cannot go into a business unless you're vaccinated and show proof, we're not doing very good here, are we? You know, I believe a lot about health, and staying healthy is mental, right? And I believe that this state has serious depression. In fact, I haven't specifically looked it up, but I bet you there is studies, and I bet you Oregon is one of the tops for mental health, depression, possibly suicides. And you can chalk it up to the way the state is managed and the lack of freedom that people have. People just aren't happy. And that weighs in so huge on your health. Not only your mental health. Once that's beat down so much, once you are so unhappy about the situation, you will start to have bad physical health. And you'll start to be more susceptible to other illnesses that if you were mentally healthy, if you were happy, your body would naturally just fight off. And maybe COVID, the China virus, is one of those illnesses. But it is the leadership we have here in Oregon, or I should say the tyranny, the lack of leadership, the corruption that we have here in Oregon. It has put the state in a funk. It has put people in a funk. And we are just not as healthy of a population because of that. I guarantee that. I want to read a study about that because I bet you I'm right. And then you look at our neighbors, you know, you look at Idaho, you look at Texas, you look at Florida, you look at these other states that are open, and their people are thriving. Their businesses are thriving. Their economy is thriving, and they're happy. They're smiling. They're healthy, my friends. Here in Oregon, we're letting somebody say, you can't buy the goods you need to survive if you don't show proof of a vaccine. A vaccine that I am not ready to get. And I'm not an anti-vaxxer, my friends. We've talked about this. I believe there's some good vaccines. I believe there's vaccines that we all should have. I believe that my children have got a good majority of the recommended vaccines. But I don't think we all need every vaccine, and I don't think anybody ever should be forced to take anything, to be jabbed with anything that they are not ready to decide to do for themselves. They might have moral convictions against it. They might have reasonable fears about, is it really safe? They might have religious reasons for why they can't or shouldn't do it. But nobody should be forced to do it ever. And that goes for any type of vaccine or medicine. That's the facts right there, my friends. And allowing people to get away with this is not American. And so I say, what can we do? This has gotten so out of hand. What can we do? What is the one thing that we can do? And I have friends that are very smart, and they're very conservative and constitutionalist, and they're lawyers. They know the law. And some of them say, well, we just got to go through the process. You know, it'll be challenged at the courts, and it'll work its way up to the Supreme Court. And, you know, in between that time, it's going to be pretty bad for some people, and some people will get in big trouble. And you know, but we got to let the process carry out. And in about 5 to 7 years, and after several hundred thousand of dollars to get it there, the Supreme Court will maybe, hopefully, well, if they don't stack the courts by then, maybe they'll rule in our favor. And I'm sitting there thinking, no, you know, I firmly believe now, my friends, and this might sound a little bit out there, but I firmly believe that the system that we have to work with right now, our governing body, our judicial system, the courts, our legislators, they are corrupted and they are not working for we the people. And the very system that's supposed to have the checks and balances and that's supposed to protect us and uphold our Constitution of the United States of America, the Constitution of the State of Oregon, that guarantees us these God-given rights, they have failed. They have proven over and over again they don't care about that piece of paper. That piece of paper, that Constitution, it doesn't mean a damn thing to them. And the way they legislate, and the way they rule in the courtroom, they're ignoring our rights. They're ignoring that piece of paper. They're ignoring the foundation that this republic was built upon. Freedom and liberty freedom and liberty above all else. That is why we have been successful. That is why we have thrived. That is why we were for so long the dominating superpower in the world. And that is why we are the number one destination. That is why everybody wants to come to the United States. That is why our border is being flooded right now and inundated with illegal immigration, people doing whatever they can do to get into this country because we are better, because we have freedom. Little do they know, my friends, little do they know how much we've lost in just a year. Yet we sit by and we say, this will work itself out. Things will get better. Next election, we better turn out to vote. Are you kidding me? Do you trust our elections? Do you really think that things are going to change? Oregon was the first state to do mail-in voting. And from that moment, I don't know if you've noticed, but conservatives have started to lose the battle. Republicans haven't had a say in this state. Is that a coincidence? Maybe, but I think not. We know for a fact that fraud is rampant. Corruption is terrible. We know for a fraud that we cannot put cheating above them, and we know for a fact that they will cover their tracks and protect each other. Do you really trust waiting for the next election? Do you really think that's going to make a damn bit of difference? And even if we did show up in full force, here's the reality, friends. Are we going to be able to beat Multnomah County, Portland, Eugene, Marion County now? My county of Polk, rural Polk is so conservative, and its entire existence, we have dominated Republicans, conservatives. We have always won the elections. I can tell you the cities now, Dallas, Monmouth, Independence, West Salem, they are shifting quickly. There is a sick liberal ideology that has infested these communities and is growing like wildfire. And we have these communities just booming with new construction and new houses. And so many of these people are coming from California, and now they're voters. And their ideology is the complete opposite of mine. They are not conservatives. They are not Republicans. And just in the last couple of years, I can tell you that the battle has become harder. We just lost some excellent opportunities in our school board race in this last election. The deck is being stacked with liberal people in our school boards, in our city councils, in our county commissions. And Polk County, a county that always voted conservative, as much as I hate to admit it, my friends, as much as I hate to admit it, I think in the next 2 or 3 years, we are going to lose that fight. I think the tables have turned enough that in the next elections, we are going to see that we no longer have a Republican dominance or a conservative dominance in Polk County. And so we're going to have these smaller cities, the higher population areas, dominate the rural county, making choices that affect the farmers, the ag businesses, and pushing their agendas that are going to hurt people that have spent their entire life in that area and holding strong to their values. Times are changing, my friend. I don't know that we can trust the next vote, and I absolutely do not believe we can trust the system. The boundaries of the law that we legally are required to work within do not work in our favor anymore. That's what I'm saying. It's corrupt. It's corrupt, and it does not work to our benefit. What other options do we have? What comes next? Stick with me, friends. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back on Patriot Uprising Radio.
Back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Nikki Garris.
Hello, Patriots, and welcome back to the show. So here's my deal. I'm just going to flat out tell you how it is. I am not going to get the vaccine, and I am not going to let a government force me to show papers, because that is not American, and that is against our Constitution and against my God-given rights, against my morals, against my values. I will not do that, and I will protect my family and my friends from having to do that also. If a business wants to try to force me to do this, here's what I'm going to do to start with. I'm going to respect that that is a private business, and they can make the choice. As the owners of that establishment, they can make the choice on what kind of policies they want to execute or not. It's just like if I decide to go to my neighbor's house and my neighbor says, you have to take your shoes off before you come in. I can decide, do I want to go in there or am I going to take my shoes off and follow their wishes? If I invite people to my house and I have rules to come into my house, I expect people to follow my rules. Why? Because it's my house. I don't care how ridiculous my rules sound. It's my house, and if people want to come in, they better follow my rules. The same goes for businesses. So let me clear this up. Businesses have a right to enforce their own policies. And they have a right to ask you to leave if you don't want to follow their policies. Now, the government has put businesses in a terrible position, because I guarantee you, none of them want to be the mask police. None of them want to be the vaccine police. But the government has mandated that if they want people to come in, they have to show papers. And the business has to have some type of a policy asking people about this. That's a hard position for the businesses to be in, and everything that they've gone through this last year and a half, my heart breaks for them. And asking them to do this, Fear or Brown, shame on you. Shame on you. But we are still free citizens. We still have rights. We are still Americans, and by God, this is still America. And let me tell you, if I go somewhere, and if I'm going to spend my hard-earned money to purchase something that I need for my household, and somebody tells me that I can't come in unless I show my vaccine paperwork, I'm going to say, thank you for letting me know that. I am going to take my business elsewhere. And I will start hunting for those businesses that respect my rights, that are not going to force me to take a jab that I don't believe in, a jab that I'm not ready to take. I'm going to shop around, and I'm going to give my businesses, and I'm going to support the businesses that support my rights and aren't going to require me to do this crazy, ridiculous, un-American, unconstitutional, show me my papers, give me a break. So my friends, if you are in a store and they have a policy, they can have that policy. And as good civil citizens, you should respect their right. They own that business. The way you fight this, the way you attack them, isn't by arguing with them in the store, isn't by cussing them out. It's by taking your business somewhere else. Eventually, they are going to lose enough business. They're going to rethink how they do things and what they require their customers to do. You see, we all have to work together. We all have to stick together. And if we don't, we will never defeat the Fuhrer and her ridiculous mandates to destroy Oregon. That's as plain as English as I can say. We all need to stick together on this stuff. Businesses, I know you're in a hard spot, but you should not be asking people for papers. You absolutely should not. It's unconstitutional. It's questionable whether or not it's legal. That's the fact. And I promise you, things like this will be challenged. And I promise you that eventually, individual businesses, private businesses, are going to be sued because of this. And you don't want to be in court defending yourself when the judge decides that, yes, what you did was in violation of somebody's rights, and you didn't have the right to do it, and you're going to be sued and have to pay out for that. I plead with you, don't do that to your customers, and don't put yourself at risk like that. And my friends, if you happen to be in these businesses and they still will not heed our warnings, and they still are so scared of the Fuhrer that they're going to do what she asks, don't argue with them. They have that right. They own that business. Don't argue with them. Just take your business somewhere else. Spend your money somewhere else. And let's make sure we're supporting the businesses that are defending our God-given rights. I will not get the vaccine. I will not carry around a piece of paper to prove I have a vaccine. And I won't lie about it. You know why? Because if we lie about it, we're hiding the truth. And the truth needs to come out that there is a large number of us, that there is over half the population that don't want anything to do with this, that don't believe in this. And there is people walking around that have the vaccine, that wanted the vaccine, that believed in the vaccine, but they still believe in our rights to say no. Those people are on our side. So that's the other thing I want to caution you. Don't just assume that they're sheep because they got the vaccine. Don't just assume that they're liberals or they're idiots because they got the vaccine. They had a right to choose whether they wanted it or not. They weighed the odds. They decided that the reward was greater than the risk, and they chose to get the vaccine. And I'm glad the vaccine is available for people like that so people can make that decision. I'm so glad that President Trump rolled this vaccine out as fast as he did. It's a true testimony to his leadership and to what happens in a country when you have a businessman running things. There's nothing wrong. That's something I was attacked the other day. They said, oh, you're so against the vaccine, but your president, Trump's the one that pushed it. I'm happy he pushed it. And the vaccine might be a good thing. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying that I don't believe I need it yet. I don't believe I'm at risk enough to get it. And I don't think the vaccine's been around long enough that we can guarantee that it's actually indeed safe. But I'm glad President Trump did what he did. And I'm glad that people have the option. And that's all I'm saying is, my God, we need to have the option. Nobody should force this medical decision on us. If you got the vaccine, more power to you. I'm happy for you. Be happy for me that I still have a choice to either get it or not get it. I'm not being selfish if I decide not to get this vaccine. It is not selfish. I should not have to feel guilty. I should not be shamed by society, and I should not be kicked out of a restaurant. If I decide not to get the vaccine, it's because that's what's best for me. That's what's best for my family. And as Americans, regardless of what side of the fence you stand, regardless of your ideology, as Americans, that is something we all should be able to agree on. That we have the right. We have the right to choose what's best for us. And in this country, you should not be forced to take something that you don't agree with. It's time, my friends. It's time for us to say no. It's time for us to stand up. It's time for us to fight back. I don't have all the answers. I know we have dark days ahead of us. I know that we need to pray for this country. I know that we need to pray for this state. We need to pray for our leadership to wake up, to have wisdom given to them from God, to have a change in leadership. We should be on our knees praying all the time because we are in trouble and we do have dark days ahead of us. But I can tell you that we will lose. We will absolutely lose if we're not willing to fight. I've told you before, the battle has only begun, my friends, and we need to be willing to fight. Now, we are out of time, but let me say this before I leave. I 100% support Israel. I think the United States needs to 100% support Israel. I think they have the right to defend themselves. I think if we had 3,000 rockets being shot into our country, the United States would fight back swift. And I think Israel has that right. And they should exercise that right freely. We need to pray for the nation of Israel. They are under siege, and they are under siege by their neighbors, and they are under siege by people in this country. We need to stand and support Israel. God bless you guys. We'll catch you next time here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.